It was 50 years ago today.
1029 The Whale Rock Gossip.
50 years ago today that The Who first performed Tommy in its entirety. And it wasn't, it was kind of a warm-up, actually. The double album was released May 23rd. They began playing it in concert, but they kind of practiced it on this day. It was the first live performance. It was at the Bolton Institute of Technology in England, 9 days before the official live premiere at a press event at Ronnie Scott's Club in London. And they knew they had something special. Here's Roger Daltrey.
When we were doing Tommy, it was just music. Tommy, it kind of made us realise that we'd touched a nerve, and it was inspiring people in a very different way than just standing up and going, "Yeah, a rock and roll show." It's doing something to people on a different level.
And going what? Did he say, "Yeah"? I think he was supposed to say "yeah" there, but it sounded like "yeah." All right, so Peter Frampton had been around for quite a while. I don't mean been around like on Earth, though his birthday is today and he's 69 years old. I'm talking about his albums. He had 4 albums, solo albums. And the one everybody remembers is Frampton Comes Alive. That was in 1976. And the reason you probably remember that is because that long song, Do You Feel Like We Do, which actually they wrote years later and they all got credit for it. Everybody in the band, Mick Gallagher, Rick Wilson, John Simonis, because they were just jamming. They needed a song for concert and they were just jamming. Here's Peter Frampton on that song.
It was in fact written in between Wind of Change and recording Frampton's Camel. I had just the chorus and went to rehearsal. And so we needed a stage number, and that was how that came about, as a jam from a rehearsal, really. We all wrote that together.
See? Bands should jam.
Rock Gossip, 625 and 825 every morning. 1029 The Whale, Connecticut's classic rock.